Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with us today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And I'm gonna play the role of the chief meteorologist of the Small Business Advocate show for a minute, folks. It is snowing. I'm in Salt Lake City, as you, I think you know. It is snowing like crazy. And I reported that earlier in the hour, but I'm telling you, it's coming down in snowballs now. It's not flakes anymore. It's snowballs. I've never seen flakes so big, but it is beautiful. It is a beautiful sight. And somebody who probably knows a little bit about Utah snow is our guest this half hour. Colin Fryer is with us. He's the owner and the manager of Red Cliffs Adventure Lodge in Moab, Utah. It's down in the southeast corner of Utah, which is near the Four Corners area of this part of the world, where the four states of Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah come together. And he's our new friend. Colin, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. One of my favorite things to do in the whole world is talk to small business owners, and you certainly qualify as that, and that makes you one of my heroes. And I want you to tell us a little bit about the Red Cliffs Adventure Lodge. Now, tell us why it's called Red Cliffs.
Well, it was easy to name this place because we're sitting along the Colorado River, and then we're surrounded by 2,000-foot big red cliff rocks. More people are probably familiar with the Grand Canyon than they are Moab, but
yep.
We're like the Grand Canyon. The lodge sits right at the bottom, and it's 2,000 feet straight up on any side.
Are you in the part that would be considered the Grand Canyon?
No, the Grand Canyon would be about 150 miles downriver from us.
Downriver.
Uh-huh.
How wide is the area where you are? How wide is the river where you are from cliff to cliff?
From cliff to cliff, it's probably maybe a quarter of a mile.
That's not very far for 2,000 feet.
It's pretty narrow, yeah.
Yeah, that's like a Venturi tube there, isn't it?
Yeah, but the ranch sits right at a place where the river makes a big kind of a gooseneck turn, so we have a little bit bigger side of the sky, so we have a big panorama of the sky as well as the big cliffs.
Now, are you down in, you're down in the inside, right? You're not on top.
No, we're down inside, so the deck of our restaurant actually looks right over the river. It's just maybe 150 feet down to the river.
Right, but you're not in any danger during a flood or anything?
We hope not. You know, this lodge has been my dream, and I've just had it open for 3 years, and the past 3 years in the West, a lot of your listeners probably know, has been kind of droughty.
Right.
And so things have changed this year. I just heard you talking about the big snowflakes in Salt Lake, and it's changed down here as well. So we've gone from half of normal precipitation to double normal, and the river's going to be real big this year.
Well, I heard yesterday them reporting on that the rivers haven't quite started flooding yet because the snow hasn't melted, and some mountains up here have a 171-inch base still.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think you guys are in for some high water and some pretty important rapids over the next few months, and that's a big part of your business, isn't it?
It is a big part of our business. We're like I say, right on the Colorado River, and this section of the river is famous for river running. The world-famous Cataract Canyon is just down below us, and people come from all over the world to run that. And when the water's high, it's one of the most thrilling whitewater runs in the world. And the season is going to be ripe for it this year. So if there's anybody out there looking for a thrill, this is the time.
I believe it. No, I think your stars are aligning for a big summer. How long? What is the rapid season for you?
Well, people run the river year-round, but the big water is from about right now until the end of June.
Right. And how far is your a typical run for you, for your customers?
We do two or three different runs. We have a small run that's just a half a day that we do just on the section of the river right here by the lodge, and it has smaller rapids. You know, they'll splash you, but they won't.
That's for the weenies, right?
Well, that's, you know what, on a nice hot afternoon, that's for me, too. I love it. Just get out there and float. Then below us, and then above that, we have a place called Desolation Canyon and Westwater. Westwater is a short day or two-day run that has some big rapids.
Right.
And then down below us, going towards Lake Powell, is Cataract Canyon, and that's... People generally take two or three days to run that.
Wow. Colin, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back and talk some more about Red Cliffs Adventure Lodge right after these messages. It's 22. Stay with us.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt.
We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, Utah. And I'm talking to Colin Fryer, who is manager and the owner of Red Cliffs Adventure Lodge in Moab, Utah, which is on the Colorado River in the southeast portion of the state near the Four Corners area. And, Colin, you were talking about all the people that come out there to do the different things. And we're going to talk about some of the other things that you do. I know you do. You have it's a little bit like a dude ranch, and that's probably not a good description, but it might help some people to understand a little bit about what you do. But when people come to see you, it's a big responsibility because you're responsible for their safety, aren't you?
Oh yeah, that's always concern number one is the safety of our guests. And you're right, we don't use the word dude anymore. That kind of has a negative connotation for us. We prefer the word guest. We like to think that the people that come to stay with us, we treat them like our friends and our family. And so when they get here, you know, this is still a working ranch. We have cattle and we raise horses, but we also, you know, our big business now is tourism. And so our number one activity out here is horseback riding. We have what we think is the finest horseback program anywhere in the state.
If somebody didn't know how to ride a horse, can you teach them?
Oh, yeah. We start right off with the basics. In fact, we're proud that we don't just put you on a horse and go. We spend some time with each and every one of our guests and teach them some basics, give them some history of the horses. And then when we leave the corral, we're riding on the same trails that John Wayne rode on when they were making the movies here in the 60s.
Is that right?
Yeah, so pretty neat history right here. John Wayne, Henry Fonda, all those types of stars used to come to this ranch, and they made several movies here.
Wow. So that part of the country has a lot of history going way back. So, all right, now let's talk a little bit about the business. So we'll get into some of the other stuff that you do out there, but I want to talk about you as the business owner. Now, I know this has been a dream of yours for a long time. You've had other small businesses in your career, Colin, but how many times do you wake up in the middle of the night and you say, I know what I was feeling when I started this thing, but what was I thinking?
Yeah, well, most small business owners have some of those nights. You know, you have less of those nights when you have a good crew, and that's what we're always striving for, is to put the right people in the right places. But, yeah, to have a business like this, it's kind of an extension of my personality, and so everything that goes on here is a little bit of me. And I started this place not as a... Sometimes you start a business just with the idea that it's going to be the way that you support yourself and make your income, but oftentimes a small business also is a person's dream, and in this case, that's what it is for me. So,
well, and for a lot of small business owners, it's a good thing because a lot of times you don't make that much of a living.
Yeah, and sometimes what you do make goes right back into it if you're growing. And,
yeah.
That's
so there's a real business. Tension there, isn't it, between the owner and the... And the person who owns the stock, the operator of the business, I should say, the dreamer, the one with the dream and the vision, and the person who owns the stock, there's a tension between what to do with the money, and usually the business wins, isn't it?
Yeah, we try to. Yeah, we try to. So anyway, we're growing. We started off with 3 years ago, we had 40 rooms and a lodge, a big main lodge building. It's built on the scale of the big lodges like you'd see in Yellowstone or right. Yosemite. And over the period of the last 3 years, we've added 40 more rooms, so we have 80 total. We've built a winery here on the site. We're making wine.
Good for you.
We've added a museum that features, 100 years of cowboy history, plus the movies that have been filmed in the area. We're continually growing. We have another 20 rooms to add, and then the resort will be complete as far as rooming facilities.
Right. Now, these are rustic kind of rooms?
Yeah, they're all either facing the river or facing the creek. So there's water on all sides of this ranch, which makes it kind of an oasis in the desert. And the rooms are all, we're a four-star place, so the rooms are nice. They're big. They have kitchenettes. So,
talk to me about your customers. How do you think customers are these days? Do they appreciate what you're doing? Are they demanding? How are customers to deal with in your business?
Well, they're kind of across the board. One of the nice things about being in the kind of business I am is people are coming here to spend their leisure time, and so for the most part, they come with an attitude of enjoying their days. And as long as we're able to accommodate them, give them the activities that they want, and a good warm meal at the end of the day, and a clean soft bed, they're very happy. But it's a competitive business, and people who travel go all over the world, and so you have to be on your toes all the time to make sure that you're giving them what they want.
Well, and that's important, because they're coming there and they're paying a premium over, say, some places they could go to. They need a vacation, but what they want is they want a lot of customization, and that's what you guys give them, isn't it?
That's what we give them, and we can. Because we have people that come that are all charged up and they want to do two or three things all at the same time, and we accommodate that. And then we have people that come here who in their normal day-to-day life are really busy, and they come here and they're kind of spent. They're just looking for a place to kind of hide out. And so we're good at that, too. They can.
So did they ever show up and say, "Don't tell anybody I'm here"?
I can't answer that question yet. Yeah,
I don't want you to have to kill me if you told me.
But anyway, it's built so that you can sit out on the front deck of your own private room in your underwear and have coffee if you want to.
Give us your website, Colin.
It's www.redcliffslodge.com.
Redcliffslodge.com. Quick break, then tell. When I come back, I'm going to ask Colin what he thinks is the key to success. Back at 7:10, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, Utah, visiting with our new friend Colin Fryer, who's the owner of Red Cliffs Adventure Lodge in Moab, Utah, which is in southeast Utah, and on the Colorado River, 100 or so miles north of the Grand Canyon. Colin, you told me something earlier I want you to talk to the audience about, because this is a really important perspective. You had a successful small business, but it wasn't what you wanted to do the rest of your life. You had a burning urge to do something else. But you realized, you've been around long enough to realize that you needed to do that right. And so tell the audience how long you took to do the research, to look around, and to try to find the thing that you wanted to do.
Yeah. Well, I had another small business. I started out when I was quite young in the electronics business and grew up through the course of stereos as they changed. But I had been born and raised on a ranch, and I always wanted to get back to that. But I also realized that the money it takes to ranch, it's not something you can just one day get up and say, "I'm going to be a rancher." So I started saving at a young age and started putting my nickels together. And I also had this idea and this dream to have a lodge and a resort as part of the ranch. And so as I was starting to change careers after 20 years in the stereo business, I traveled the West and I got ideas, and I looked at probably I maybe looked at 100 ranches over a period of 10 years looking for that one that would suit me and also suit what I wanted to do. And I ended up in Moab, of all places. I hadn't really planned on coming to Moab. I really was more set on somewhere near Yellowstone, and I was even living in Yellowstone.
But the key to your story to me is that you didn't get in a hurry. You took your time. You made sure that you did your homework. And that when you made your decision and you pulled the trigger, so to speak, that you, as to the best of your ability, you had, you knew what you were doing, as opposed to, you know, waking up one morning and saying, you know, I want to be in a rancher again and doing that in 6 months.
Yeah, because these kinds of things, you know, once you pull the trigger, you can't unpull it. You know, for a small businessman, sometimes once you jump in, it's not something you can say, oh, gosh, I've changed my mind, and you're going to get back out tomorrow, because you've usually invested so much time and all of your assets. And so you need to be really sure that that's what you're going to do.
Colin, what is the secret to success for you?
Well, there's probably a couple of them. I'm a farmer at heart, and so the thing that clicks with me all the time is, does it make common sense? You know, just, you have to have the basics. Then you have to have a work ethic that's going to see you through the hard times as well as the good times.
Because there are going to be some hard times, aren't there?
Yeah, and it's going to require persistence. You know, that's the thing I think that, you know, was instilled in me by my parents, my grandparents, is that when you're going to do it, you got to make sure you're really going to do it. And if you persist and you keep making those baby steps. That's how I teach my crew, is that we're not going to try to get from point A to point B in one big step. We're going to take a little baby step every day. And
that way the mistakes that you make will be little mistakes.
Well, that's true. You know, there's that old adage I heard when I was on a trip to Africa, and they said, you know, the only, I saw them talking about what they did, and one of the things that came up is once in a while they eat an elephant, and I wondered how you eat that elephant, and they'd say, well, we just eat it one bite at a time.
Colin, you've got three children, and they've all worked with you on the ranch. Two of them still do. What's that like? I've got about a minute. I'd like to talk about what it's like having a family business.
Okay, well, when you have your family, it's kind of, sometimes it's bitter and sometimes it's sweet. You know, if you're a family, you always have those dynamics of a family, and it comes into your business, but you have to try not to let too much of that overflow. You know, it's when it's time to go to work, I tell my people we're actors, and you have to leave your family life and you have to leave a lot of your personal stuff behind, because when you're in this business, you're providing people with an experience and you have to be an actor. But when your children perform and they help you, I don't think there's any better feeling in the world than when you're working in a harness side by side with your family.
Seeing them taking their positions as adults, seeing them become productive and learning, and I know your kids are at the age where they're starting to realize that maybe you're not as, you're a little smarter than maybe they thought you were a couple of years ago.
Well, so, some days that's true.
And Colin, give us your website one more time.
Okay, our website here again is redcliffslodge.com.
Redcliffslodge.com. Check it out, folks, and go tell Colin you heard about him on this show. Colin, thank you for being here. Good job, and Colin, one more thing, you're my hero.
Well, man, I hope you come and see me one of these days.
I'm going to come down there. We'll have some fun.
Okay.
Colin Fryer, ladies and gentlemen, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.